New record in terms of ill-preparedness. I think KC's been on the stream for about 20 seconds. Welcome to episode 343 of the Mighty Whites podcast. I'm Jack, as always, joined by KC.
No.
How's things, mate?
Yeah, not bad, you?
Yeah, all good. You know, it's like I might have got some of that bug that everyone's had, but I think I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll pull through.
Yeah, I think I'll be fine. This is one of those weird situations, KC. I think this is the first time... I was sort of working it out. I think I've got it on my phone. I think the last time I didn't watch a Leeds game at all when I was able to was the 15th of September 2018 when Leeds drew 1-1 away at Millwall. Jack Harrison got a late equaliser. But due to the charity thing, I have only seen like the 4-minute highlights of this game. So how was the derby match?
Yeah, it was fine. Moving on. yeah. It was, first half, you'd probably describe it as a bit patchy, but we dominated pretty much the entire half. Penalty is a bit soft, but
yeah, that given. I have seen. It's a penalty. They always give it, but Mecha does kind of drag his leg, doesn't he?
Yeah. But Joel Peru does the right thing and misses, so it's all fine.
Yeah, I'll just ask, how was Peru? Because I know he missed the penalty, but from the highlights, pretty much every, apart from Justin's goal right at the end, everything went through Peru, according to the highlights. But that was a very limited bit of the game. So he might have been shite the entire rest of the time, for all I know.
Yeah, I thought he had quite a good game, and it is good for him, to be fair, because, like you say, they are sort of cameo appearances at this point, you know, coming off the bench every now and again in these Premier League games. So I think it was good for him to get, you know, a good performance under his belt there. As a whole, I was not surprised that Ethan Ampadu started at the back, because
we did say he always picks him.
Yeah. But yeah, I think outside of... I think there was the one change we didn't get in that team. I think I had it down as a 4-2-3-1 with Harrison on the left and Nonto on the right. Nonto was pretty much a second right winger anyway throughout, so he was getting forward plenty, even though he was nominally a right back. Jack Harrison, a less successful afternoon.
Yeah, he was the only player I saw get picked out as like actively poor.
I know crossing has never really been his strong suit, but we weren't connecting with any crosses. The corners were no better, although I think Tanaka also took one that went straight over and out of play as well. So, you do notice that drop off when sort of there's no stack, there's no long staff. It is a bit of a steep curve. Derby went in front. It was a bit poor, the defending. Nonto tracks and then seems to fall over into the back of someone. Yeah. They try to poke it clear straight to Brereton Diaz, who curls it into the bottom corner.
Yeah, it was Bornau, wasn't it, that just sort of tapped it as if he was trying to play a pass in his own area.
Yeah, so it wasn't great. But again, pretty much straight afterwards, we continued to dominate. I mean, without looking at the stats, I know the number of passes they had in our half, in completed passes in the second half, was stupidly low.
Yeah.
At no point did they really try to shut up shop or anything like that. They just sort of went through the motions. And then by the time we score, it's on the cards.
Yeah, that first goal is an excellent bit of football. Really good passing with a Yakabiol stepping up properly into midfield.
Yeah. It was really nicely worked. And then Joel Peru, lovely step over, and Willy Nonto absolutely leathering that. Which I did say at the time, if you've got legs as thick as his, you should be able to hit a football really, really hard. And he did.
Yeah. Now, that was a lovely goal. It's always nice, because obviously we won, Calvert-Lewin's won at Sunderland, one goal of the month. This, it wasn't quite as nice as that, but it was a pretty good bit of football.
Yeah. I can't even remember the build-up to the save. All I know is something, 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 save, Tanaka rebound.
Yeah, it was Peru from the edge of the box that was saved. I can't remember the stuff before that either, to be honest. And then before we get the goal on the break at the end, did they really put us under any pressure between?
No.
All right.
Like there was they offered very little. The only surprising thing I found was Stack and Aronson coming on at 2-1, because all I kept thinking at that point was, all it takes is us to concede a set piece here, and those two are playing for an extra half hour.
Yeah.
So I wasn't massively keen on that, but Leeds breakaway and Metcher, who by the time he gets the ball, by all rights, could just go to the corner and hold it there. But it's a lovely curling pass into James Justin, who God knows why he's the one that's leading the charge on the other side, but fair play to him.
Yeah, I mean, what it was good instincts from Justin, from what I could see of it, but also he should. I mean, I didn't realise he'd come on as early as half time.
Yes. Was it Bornau comes off?
Yeah, for Bornau.
Yeah. Which I assume is fitness concerns.
Well,
point.
He might be needed.
Hmm.
As much as. Yeah,
so is Beal.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a very comfortable performance, and that has earned us a thankless away tie to Birmingham.
It has, which
documentary series are gonna bloody love.
I'm just looking at this because I've shut it, but that has just been moved to the Sunday at 12 o'clock again.
Yeah. As I said, thankless.
Yeah. We're not far enough in for me to start caring yet. We'd need Birmingham and then one more round. And then I'd start caring about the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'd probably really care. From various things I read, people said Tanaka was about the best player.
Yeah, I was going to say Nonto got it on TNT. Could have gone to Tanaka. I think it could have gone to Joel Piroux. That's all his game was really missing, to be honest, was a goal. I thought he did very well.
And it was, we do have to be clear, it was a shit penalty.
It was a dreadful penalty. So bad that we had to concede from it. But yeah, like there wasn't a lot you could say about the back three.
Apparently, it was with an injury that Bornau went off. Cheers, Michael. I know that from the press conference today, the only person who isn't fit enough to be in the squad is Dan James.
Yeah, so
they're all back involved somewhat.
Days, not weeks.
Yeah,
months, not years. Yeah, I think that was probably the surprise of the players that starting was Okafor. Like, I know he's not been as involved, but I was a bit surprised that he started.
Yeah.
He, again, had those moments of not doing a whole lot, and then because it was against a championship team, he would just do two things, and you're like, I just so much better than these.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it probably a game where I don't think I'd rate many players lower than a 6. I will say, and I guess obviously I'm the apologist in this. Mm. If someone else played like Jack Harrison did, it'd have been a very mediocre game.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. The main thing I read was how shit Harrison was.
Like he wasn't great, but I don't think he was that bad to be like for if you are grading it on Leeds players coming out of the cold in an FA Cup tie, I've seen much, much worse performances. I know that, I know the crosses and things didn't connect. It was quite nice to see him getting up and down. And I hope he is doing well on his Italian Duolingo.
Yeah, well, at 4:15, the official Fiorentina account. Now, I don't speak Italian, but test Medici per Jack Harrison. And a picture of him shirtless with medical stuff on. I think it's fairly safe to say that he's off to Fiorentina.
Is that a thirst trap? Do you know what a thirst trap is?
I may not use social media much, but I am aware of the concept.
So, yeah, good luck to him. He needs the move. It's that thing that they were talking about on Don't Go to Bed Just Yet, is when you think just how many years of his career Jack Harrison has been on loan places.
Yeah, well, he had 3 years at us. He was on loan at Middlesbrough and Man City before that.
2 years on loan at Everton.
2 years on loan at Everton, and now this.
And he's, 28? He's not young in football terms.
No, in theory, he's at his peak, but I don't think he is at his peak.
He's 29. He will be 30 in November. Oh, my God. Yeah. Jack Harrison's going to be 30.
I know. We're all going to die soon. But, loan for the season. All I was waiting for was, is it an option or an obligation? I assumed option because Fiorentina are, bottom at league with, 2 points, aren't they? And it is apparently about 7 million is the option. If they stay up, he'll probably have done well enough to get bought. But right now, I'd be saying that he'll be back in July.
Yeah, with another 2 years to go.
Yep. They've also signed Manu Solomon as well. And they're getting Paterici in, who's left Spurs as director of football. He's going over there. So he knows Solomon. And he apparently tried to sign Jack Harrison at Spurs at one piece. So
yeah,
that usual thing of, we know he likes him, so that'll be why it happened. Elsewhere, in terms of outs, apparently Celtic won Joel Peru on loan. I don't see that happening. One, unless we get a replacement. But two, I'm not sure of the optics of the Rangers owners sending a player to Celtic in case he scores a load of goals and then Celtic win the league.
Jack, they are two completely unrelated things. The Rangers affiliation has no bearing on Leeds United business. You know that.
Yeah, it's entirely separate, obviously.
And Leeds are signing Ryan Kent.
Yeah, one of them, we've got Parag Marath, they've got Parag Marath.
He's got a mustache.
Yeah, and the most interesting out, Harry Gray has gone to Rotherham on loan until end of season.
Yeah, good, I suppose. The fact that they think he is, I suppose more than anything, the fact that they believe he is physically capable of going somewhere like that at 17, I do think speaks a lot. I will say now, I have no idea where Rotherham are in the table. They are 22nd in League
they're
One.
They're doing bad. I will say, the main thing is he's going out and getting some football. So overall, I am happy. I do wish he was going to a team that was doing better. I'd rather he went to a team in League Two that were playing well. If this was the option available and they probably wanted to keep him local for obvious reasons, he's a child.
It's Rotherham.
You know.
There is... I know, especially with players that age. Probably not so much with when you're at League One club, but was it with Daryl Ombang or one of the keepers who went out on loan but was still training with us?
You get that a lot with the really youth loans where they go to the conference. There's a very good chance Rory Mahardy's doing that now. Because I know he's playing for Scunthorpe, but I don't know if they train every day. So it might be that he trains with Leeds on the off days and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just to mention it, Daryl Ombang had a bit of a nightmare today. Leeds got beat. The 21s got beat by Stoke. It was 1-0. He came charging off his line and got absolutely nowhere near it.
Fits right in.
They won the previous game 2-0 at Reading, which was Gray and Rhys Chadwick. And they played a lot better then. We, to be honest, the game today was not a very good game at all.
Yeah.
Although, with Harry Gray being out, it meant Marley Wilson got started and got 90 minutes. And although I have no idea if Marley Wilson is going to kick on, he's been out injured for like 2 years, so it's just good to see him back playing.
I was going to say, he's been here for a fair while, as Marley Wilson.
Well, yeah, when we had that run to the Youth Cup final, he was involved in that. But then he's just been injured the whole time, ever since.
That was 30 years ago.
Yeah. Gray, when it like got announced, the Rotherham fans were like fairly excited, because if you're in Rotherham, you're going to know Leeds fans. So you're going to know that he's quite highly rated and stuff. But they're all like, great, a talented striker that we cannot give the ball to. Outstanding. Was basically what they all said, which did worry me. But if this was the option that they had, I think even going to Rotherham in a team that doesn't play well and not will be better than playing 21's football.
Yeah, they are the second lowest scoring team in the division. I am just looking through their squad to see if I know anyone. They have the other Rhys James.
Oh, yeah. I think that they have Jordan Hugel.
That was mentioned, yes.
Yeah.
That
and that's not because I looked it up. Someone else mentioned it, whether it was the square ball or just a different, maybe one of the other podcasts or an article. I read that somewhere.
Yeah. Just looking from player pictures here, they do seem to have a lad that was at Ajax and someone that was at Feyenoord. So that's exciting, I guess.
All right, cool. There is some rumours in. Well, there's one big rumour in and then one that we actually did. So we'll do the rumour first. Leeds have made an inquiry for Jürgen Strand Larsen from Wolves. There was a weird move in the betting yesterday where 365 cut him from 33-1 to 2-1. Now, as someone that's worked in that sector, that could be 20 quid. Placed in the right place, placed in a shop in Leeds, which causes William Hill and Coral to panic. Mm. They drop down to 6-1. And then because they're 6-1, and then on a checker, 365 or 33-1, they see a run of bets because their price is big. And then they panic and cut it. But it does appear there's summit to it, because it's David Ornstein that said it. And that is about as good as you get for there being truth to it. However, I don't see any world in which that happens this month.
Finances.
Yeah.
We
don't have 40 million.
The hand which thing. It means the finances. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Wolves lost him, because if there was, bearing in mind the interest that was in him, and Newcastle seemed to be very interested in signing him before Voltaire.
I believe Wolves turned down 65 million from Newcastle in the summer.
Yeah. And now he's in a dying team.
And not getting in the team because he has been, for lack of a better term, shit.
Yeah.
By all accounts. I mean, I know the whole team has been at Wolves, but by all accounts, he has been pretty crap. I think there's a lot of, he didn't get his move. You know, bear in mind, they only actually signed him this summer because he was on loan last season.
Yep.
He didn't get the move, and by the sounds of it, hasn't done great since.
Imagine if you'd have had a player who was made permanent in the summer and then you sold him that summer.
Well, it's for Luka Jovic.
What a man.
Yeah, he went on loan to it was Eintracht Frankfurt, who turned everyone into a godly striker. They had him on loan with an option, signed him and sold him to Real Madrid 2 days later.
Nice.
So that was a bit of this. If we really are, like, if you can get him back playing, yes, please. He's a really good player, and he's the sort of striker we now use. But I can't see, maybe, the thing is, I can't see it happening in January. And I think, let's be honest, when they go down, if we stay up, we'd probably go back into him. But if they go down, I bet he's got some sort of release clause, and I think someone higher up the pyramid will take a chance on him then. So I just, I just don't see this happening.
Oh, West Ham would love to get their hands on him. Or ruin him, they would. I think you're right. It's what do you say the rumored fee is? About 40 million?
About 40 million, but that's, when I say rumored, that is not from anywhere great.
It would need, I mean, it feels like for that, I would have said ballpark when we were in for Harry Wilson, would that have been around the 20 million mark?
Well, no, that's the weird thing. Like, they were saying, oh, well, you know, he only had a year left, so if we got 20 million for him, I think that's what the guest that they had on All Saturday Night Wii was saying it. But I'm fairly sure that the deal was like 7 or 8 million.
Yeah.
At the time that we went in for and was apparently accepted. At least that was the reporting at the time, I'm almost certain. I suppose the thing is, and I think Michael's saying something similar in the comments, they know they're fucked. And if they know, even though they turned down 65 in the summer, if they know he's got a relegation release clause at like 25, if you can get 14, you might as well get 40 in January because you're getting relegated either way.
Yeah, it's tough to, I mean, one, everyone hates the board anyway. But yeah, you may as well cash in at that point and just say, look, we're not surviving this.
Yeah.
So let's give up all pretense of trying.
I did see another one that loan and then immediately sold might happen is, you know, that Krejci that's been playing centre-back for Wolves, who's been one of their better players. Apparently his is an obligation from Girona. So they're probably going to go down, sign him permanently, and then immediately sell him. Because it won't be played.
Somehow a relegation clause will automatically be triggered as well.
Yeah, it seems like so. But the most interesting one for Leeds fans is Leeds have signed for Kundo Buonanotte on loan from Brighton until the end of the season. He has cut short his loan at Chelsea. Why the fuck he ever went to Chelsea in the first place? We all said it. Why are you going there? You're not going to play. And one Premier League game later, in the middle of January, he's a Leeds player. He's a kid. He made a bad choice, but you know, a 21-year-old that has nothing to do with Leeds. I'm not going to begrudge him that. He'll have got told Champions League, and his eyes will lit up, and that's perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, and I dare say this part of you just thinks that just backs yourself to get like, I need two good games here, and I'm starting, and then it just turned out no. I mean, what was it? I think it's 8 appearances in all. Because they have been on a run in the League Cup, and he may have played some Champions League football as well.
He definitely did play some, because I remember him starting and going, oh, so that at least he is getting something.
Yeah, it's one of those now with the system. It makes probably a bit less sense than it did in the summer.
Yeah, he isn't just the 10 in a 4-2-3-1 like he would have been in the summer.
Yeah, like I know he can play off the right, and given that he's been using Aronson playing off Calvert-Lewin as well more recently, that he could potentially also fill that role. I didn't think I'd be saying this a month ago, but he will have some work to do to shift Aronson out of the team at the moment.
I mean, if Aronson keeps playing like this, yeah.
And like,
I am pleased to sign him. He's the sort of player that we were lacking, a really creative player. And, you know, he can play off both sides. He's got a good shot on him. I seem to remember him being pretty decent with both feet as well, which helps. Like, he can play... He could play in the two. I don't think that we'll really... If we're playing two up front, I probably wouldn't start him. But if we're playing this rough 3-4-3, where it's Okafor and Aronson, either side... Yeah. If he plays to his potential, he will end up in the side of Aronson. Long term, you would think.
I would say it's a transfer that doesn't speak much of the confidence that is had in Willie Nonto at this point.
No, which I still maintain Willie Nonto is a better player than Daniel Farke thinks he is.
Yeah. It's to the point now where with him in, I would definitely think about Nonto going out on loan to get half a season in him somewhere. Because there will be takers. And even if it's just to maintain his value.
Yeah, I do wonder if maybe the inquiry for Strand Larsen is if someone goes, and maybe that someone is Nonto.
As a make weight.
Yeah, I'll just
resell him.
No, just like if, let's, you know, a team in top half of Serie A came in and offered 20 million for Nonto, maybe they'd take it and use that money on Strand Larsen.
It's all very odd to me with him at this point. That
I thought he'd be our top scorer this season. Now, admittedly, we hadn't signed Calvert-Lewin when I said that, but I thought that he would play.
Obviously, the whole start to his relationship with Farke was not ideal.
Fair.
It's probably the best way to put it. But there is a part of me that looks at the past 2 years and just thinks, right, but if you're not that fussed about him, and again, there were periods last season where he absolutely should have come into the starting lineup and he just didn't, then maybe we sell him.
Yeah.
But
yeah. You do wonder, don't you? Because like, there's loads of players that we want to sell, but there's no market for them. Whereas him, there was a market. But we'll see. As I say, I want to keep him around because I really rate him. I think he's a cracking player. And he's still only like 21.
That man's got several Italy caps.
Yeah,
which again was slightly ridiculous. I don't think he should have been a full Italian international. The fact that he had that many caps and then started playing for their under 21s was very odd. Was it Mancini who really fancy?
Yeah, Mancini was the one tasked with, right, you know, it was one of the times they didn't qualify and they binned off all the old guys. Yeah. And went, right. So he picked quite a few of them that were young and said, no, I'm going to give them a chance. So back to Buenanotte, do you think there's any chance he starts on Saturday?
No. One, I think Aronson is playing too well to drop him. And two, I'm guessing his match fitness isn't great. So I think he will be. Do I think he'll be in the squad?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be in the squad. I think he'll just take Harrison's place in the squad.
Oh.
And I think that there's a chance. There's a chance that he might even be ahead of Peru.
Yeah, and I mean, like you say, if we've got Nyon, apart from Dan James, everyone else seems to be in contention.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'd be a good player to have on the bench for this game. And one of the things we have said is maybe not so much with number 10s who can also play wide, but we do need more depth. Having Longstaff back, I think, is a massive help for us. Because all of a sudden
he got like 20 minutes, didn't he?
Yeah. And it was nice because, like you say, we've gone from this period of having no actual centre mids on the bench, from when like Ampadu was suspended. You were just looking, going, "Oh, we have no one here."
Yeah.
So we do need the options. I'm very interested to see what else we do at this point because we evidently need another defender.
Yeah. Unless someone goes out, I don't think we do anything else.
I mean, like I say, I can't see Joel Peru going out because, again, it's an injury to Lucas Metcher or Calvert-Lewin, and he is he's the next one in line after them. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's either that or you're starting Bornau up top. I'm not entirely against the idea. He seems like he'd be well up for it. It wouldn't make sense to me that Peru goes out in this window. And to be honest, I think by the time you get to next summer, if you're looking at someone who is eyeing up promotion from the Championship, I think you probably end up selling for decent money to a championship team who will look at him and go, yes, he will score.
Yeah, either that or go to the Eredivisie where you'll probably get 25 goals because if you're a good finisher, that just seems to happen over there. Fulham have got a few.
I was going to say, you could recruit a championship player of the month, Patrick Bamford.
Yeah. and you know, what is this, 2020? Because Calvert-Lewin won Premier League Player of the Month as well.
Oh, nice.
Who was the last Leeds player to win Premier League Player of the Month, Casey?
Was it Patrick Bamford?
No, it's much, much, much longer ago than that.
Oh. Are you talking like early 2000s?
Yes.
Mark Viduka.
No, but that's the sort of time we're talking.
It's an FA award. I'm guessing it's not Lee Bowyer.
It's a player that we don't like.
Ah, the one we don't talk about at all.
It's not Australian bastard.
Is it Alan Smith?
No.
Oh.
It's someone that we don't like.
Is it Rio?
It is Rio.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rio Ferdinand is the last one. It was 2001.
What a boring month when a centre-back gets player of the month.
I know, right? obviously, I am assuming that that's correct because I never checked that, but I saw it on Twitter and I think it was Dalton.
Yeah.
So it will be right.
He's pretty reliable.
Yeah. Yeah, Fulham, Saturday. They still have a few out. Josh King, Kenny Tete and Rodrigo Muniz are all expected to be out injured. And Bassi, Iwobi and Chukwueze are still at AFCON. Because they got to the semi-final and I believe AFCON has a third-place playoff even though they got beat by Morocco.
That probably works out well for us in terms of those players being gone. That being said, they have had a good run these last 6 weeks. So they
lost in the League Cup, but what, they're 6 unbeaten with 4 wins and then won in the FA Cup.
Yeah, it is not a run I envisage this Fulham team going on, because I mean, on paper, Iwobi is a good player, but I don't think he's been as good as he was probably 2 years ago. Chukwueze has been a decent signing on loan. Calvin Bassey is very hit and miss.
Calvin Bassey's weird. One week is amazing, one week is I don't know what to think of Calvin Bassey half the time.
Yeah.
I'd definitely love him if he played for Leeds. He'd definitely be one of my favourites.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see, again, given how close he was to signing, that Harry Wilson has become so integral to their team all of a sudden.
Yeah, I have a note here, which is, who scares you in their team? Mostly Harry Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, centre forwards, it's Raul Jimenez, who he's a physical player, but he's not a massive goal scorer. Sometimes gets on a bit of a run every now and again, but he's not the biggest goal threat. Adama Traore is there.
Yeah, and keeps being linked with a transfer move to anywhere else constantly. So I don't think he wants to be there. And I don't think they're bothered about keeping him.
No, I think it's a move that's probably not worked out massively for them. Emil Smith-Rowe is one who probably, I'd say more due to injuries, probably hasn't kicked on as much as he would have liked after leaving Arsenal.
You need to give him his full title.
The man who...
Yeah, Leeds United legend, Emil Smith-Rowe. For scoring that goal.
Yeah, so I mean, they have a decent... You know what, actually, biggest goal threat is Tom Kearney. It's against Leeds. It's Tom Kearney.
Yeah, it sounds like they've played a back three the last few games because they've been playing bigger sides. And it sort of sounds like if they stick with a back three, Kearney will play in midfield. If they go back to a back four, it'll be like Sander Berger and Sasa Lukic and will be a bit more defensive about it.
Hmm.
So it's whether he comes off the bench to score from 30 yards or whether he can do it early on, I suppose. Anthony Robinson's now back fit and he's a cracking player. So he should be really involved. So that front three, if they do play with a back four, it'll end up being Smith Rowe 10, Harry Wilson on the right, and probably that Kevin on the left, who played really well down at their place when he came on.
Yeah, although I've not heard the best reports about him since then.
No, apparently he keeps showing glimpses and not quite getting the end product right. But the people that have been watching him keep thinking, no, this is going to click. He's going to... They think once he gets one, he might get five quite quickly.
Yeah.
I will say, just because it's the best thing I have, the guy that they had on All Stats, aren't we, who I believe was at Cottage Tactico, I think his thing is on Twitter. I think that's what they said. But he said that because it's Leeds and Marco Silva won't want to look sort of like he's backing off Leeds, that he'll probably go for the back four in this game. Which I don't think affects us. We'll play the three either way. But...
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I imagine this is probably one where we go 3-4-3.
Yeah, I'm thinking that as well. There has been arguments about it, and I will say that in the press conference when Farke was asked about it, he just said, basically, I'm sick of talking about goalkeepers, which surprised me. I thought that he might say, oh, I'm sick of talking about goalkeepers, Lucas Perry's my goalkeeper. You know, like, just, I thought that he would just say, no, I'm not dropping him. But he didn't say that. So I think there is a small chance, but I think it'll be Perry.
Yeah, and I don't think enough happened in the game that you could make an argument for Darlow starting, like, based on the Derby game.
Yeah, like you would know better than me. It would have had to have a great day of kicking, because I think they only had two shots on target and one of them went in.
Yeah.
So,
it's going to be Perry, isn't it, for the season now? Unless things get monumentally worse. And I've seen it. It is still amongst us. And yet there he is, the beacon. Alex Cairns.
Yeah, I still... one of the things in our pre-season predictions that you put up was, will Leeds use three goalkeepers in the season? And because we've already used two in the league, there is a chance, because in an ideal world, we're safe with a couple of games to go. And then, yeah, let Alex Cairns have a game.
Yeah, that was...
Use four. Let Cairns have one, let Melier have one, and then they can...
That was almost the shame of the league title race going down to the final game, is that you couldn't stick, you know, Alex Cairns in for a game last year.
Well, he was on the bench, wasn't he, for the... Was it like 6-0 that we beat Stoke?
Yeah, I think
And he
so.
Was on the bench because we had two keepers on the bench, and I was like, oh, just bring him on. Bring him on up front.
Yeah. Go full David James, bring him on for Joel Piru.
Yeah. So for Leeds, Perry in goal... Roden, Beal, Strauch.
Yeah.
It depends how fit Bogle is, whether it's Bogle or Justin. I'm going to assume Bogle. Goodmanson. We both think 3-4-3, so Stack and Ampadu.
Yeah.
Aronson roughly off the left, Okafor roughly off the... Aronson off the right, Okafor off the left. And Calvert-Lewin up top.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I would... If it's that formation, I'd be surprised at all else. I suppose I could make an argument for Metro over Okafor and being 3-5-2. Especially if we somehow found out they were going to play a back three. But I don't think they will play the back three. So, and if they do, we can always just drop Aronson in a little bit and go to a two anyway.
Yeah, I'm just having a look. Their last league game was a 2-1 win against Chelsea.
Yeah, the last two have been Chelsea and Liverpool, and I think they have played a back three in both of them.
Yeah.
It's like, it'll be Anderson and that Cuenca at centre-back.
What a name.
But if it's a three, it's a Diop will play as well.
Yeah. I fancy us for it.
Yeah, well, that helps us get on to the next thing, because there was a couple of hits. Both Connie and Benny had a 3-1 win, which still has them last, but it's a lot tighter than it was now. Little Danny, 2-1 win. Benny, 2-all. Alex, 2-1 win. Connie, 2-1 win. What have you got, Casey?
2-0 win.
2-0. And I have got 1-1. We don't get beat that easily at home. They don't get beat that easily, full stop. I think it'll be quite a, I think it'll be a fairly tight game, this. I think this will be another one of the not great for the neutrals. But it's Saturday 3 o'clock, so there won't be many neutrals watching it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't, I don't see it being like the Newcastle game.
Yeah, no.
A much more compact, much less free-flowing game.
Yeah, but I do think Longstaff will get on early by Fark standards, so maybe like 65 minutes. I think I could see that being the change relatively early on if we do go into the midfield three or if we switch to a back four, same way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that will do us for episode 343. We haven't got a midweek game, have we, this week?
No, I don't believe so.
My brain is fried in terms of when fixtures are and stuff. Christmas broke me and now I can't remember anything. Yeah, the one after that, we then don't play till the Monday night because it's Everton again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we'll be back at some point through the week, whenever's convenient with work.
We don't play Birmingham until the 14th of Feb. Jesus Christ, the FA Cup's weird.
Yeah, it seems like it's a while away. But, yeah, that will do us. So, I've been Jack, see ya.
I've been Casey. Have a good one.
In a bit.